is calling, for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed, we bask in the sunlight of glory. On heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and greetings once again to all who are in tune with the radio station XEG of Monterrey, Mexico. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, coming to you each Friday night with a message of hope and cheer. I hope that each of you are encouraged to press on for the right, and that we may all stand together and earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. See Jude 3. We should not live to enjoy the blessings of God for ourselves only, but should give good heed to the Father's will that they be imparted and passed on to others, especially those who have not heard the gospel of the good news. The Word teaches us that we shall be held responsible if we know our Lord's will and fail to do it. At this time, I have a very special song for you by Bob Forbes, Doral Forbes, Melvin Doolittle, and Randall Flynn, entitled One of His Own.
When God in infinite love reached down from heaven above and touched and tended this sad heart of stone, He gave me pardon and peace from sin, a lasting release. I'm now one of God's loved and own. Oh yes, I'm one of His own, a child He'll never disown. I'll dwell eternally with all the blessed. I now ready to go where living waters have flowed, and there settle down there to rest. I love this wonderful friend.
Yes, think about it, friends. What a great friend He is that sticks by in every time of need.
His love, a privilege all can afford. 'Tis freely offered to all. So won't you list to the call? Come now and accept Him as Lord. Oh yes, I'm one of His own, a child He'll never disown.
How about this, friends? Are you one of His own tonight? Are you serving the Lord?
All the blessed. ready to go, where living waters doth flow, and there settle down there to
Thank you, Bob and Doral, Melvin and Randall, for that good song. We trust that God will make it a blessing to those who hear the broadcast. Let us now pause for a moment of prayer. Our gracious Father, Thou hast taught us that all men should pray everywhere. So we come to Thee at this time with all the problems and needs which daily confront Thy people. We ask for each of Thy children a special blessing suited to fit their particular need. We also ask that the great task of the church to carry Thy word to those who have not heard the gospel may be met. May those who have the talents and ability to face this challenge arise to carry out Thy will in their lives for Christ's sake. Amen. For our scripture reading at this time, please look at Matthew 25:14-15. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. I'm thinking of the importance of talents. Any person endowed with the ability to think and act has at least one or more talents given to them by their Creator. Some are indeed limited in their gifts, while others are filled to overflowing with many talents. It is heartwarming to see one use his talents, and often his ability and capacity is increased in proportion to the service which he renders. This is not only true with the person who has the 5 talents, but it is also possible for the person with only 1 talent to gain others and further increase in his ability to be of service to the master. However, on the other hand, it is a deploring situation indeed to see one who has wasted his abilities and talents foolishly. No increase or gain is realized, either to himself or others, because he has been unwilling to set himself to the task of the principles of godly living and self-denial. Not only am I thinking of the gain to be had in this world, but I am thinking primarily of the eternal gain to be had at the ending of a useful life spent in service to God. I remember hearing a story of a missionary returning to his native land after many years spent on the mission field. It seems that a great homecoming and celebration was being had for a noted hero, while the missionary went unnoticed. This thought troubled him for a little time as he thought of the many years he had spent abroad, and yet no one seemed to notice or remember his service. Then this thought flashed into his mind, which brought a great victory. You are not yet home. Even so, we shall never know the full impact and force of our lives until we reach our home. There God Himself shall be the judge to render to every man according to his deeds. Romans 2:6. But please give attention to this poem entitled Some Things I Saw En Route by Ulysses S. Phillips, Dover, Oklahoma. I've traveled through this land a bit, or valleys, plains, and hills. I've seen a lot of sights and things, and I've had several thrills. I've been to Tallahassee and Cincinnati, too. I've crossed the Rocky Mountains and scanned the ocean blue. I went through Tucumcari and crossed the desert sand. I've seen storms and cyclones sweeping through the land. I've seen a few skyscrapers, been in a wreck or two. I've seen dying mothers and weeping children, too. Some things I saw and heard en route that made me heave a sigh were fair young women cursing by the name of God on high. And by this they marred their beauty and spoiled their once good name, disrespecting the Creator by taking His name in vain. Oh, Marjorie, stop your cursing. You, Susie, Jane, and Anne, for on your linguistics, God surely placed a ban. It is awfully depressing to hear a woman cuss, or see her smoking cigarettes and raising a lot of fuss. She's supposed to be a lily or a star to guide us right. But when she stoops to cursing, it is sure an awful sight. No nation rises higher than the women in its land. So girls, against all cursing, you should boldly take a stand. The Creator has one standard for the women and the men. All those whose hearts are right with God, abstain from the cursing sin. A bobbed-haired cursing Annie and a swearing Marjorie and a blue-streaked talking Fanny is a bit too much for me. The Bible warns against it in a holy, solemn strain, and all will be held guilty who take God's name in vain. You'd better stop your cursing, Rosalie and Mary Ann, because in that great morning, before God, you must stand. An answer for your conduct, and hear what he will say. To all ye cursing women, depart from me for aye. Then you will go down crying, no, not for beer nor rum, but for a drop of water to cool your cursing tongue. Here then is a closing song by the quartet again, entitled, Tell Me the Story of Jesus.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
You're listening to the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you have received encouragement, we would like to hear from you. Also, if you would like to have a copy of today's message in printed form, you may have one free of charge by addressing the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next Friday night at 11 o'clock over this same station. Until then, this is your speaker, Willie Murphy, saying, may God bless you richly and a very pleasant good night.
Love paid the ransom for me. Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.